From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Fred Thompson has been a U.S. senator and an actor, and now he's trying out for president of the United States, hoping that Republicans are dissatisfied enough with the field to listen to a latecomer in an audition for the GOP nomination. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went along this week on Thompson's tour of Iowa.
I'm going to sing one of Fred's favorite songs. He's a Johnny Cash fan, and when I found out that Fred Thompson was a big Johnny Cash fan, that meant a lot to me.
That's John Rich of the country duo Big and Rich. He opened for Thompson at Northern Iowa University in Cedar Falls, wearing a cowboy hat and playing a rhinestone-studded guitar.
Because you're mine, I walk alone.
Walking tall and speaking softly, Fred Thompson ambled up and down the stage at NIU's Art Center, before an attentive, if mostly quiet, audience. The country is at a crossroads, he says, in his improvised-sounding, low-key stump speech. One thing we should do, he says, is go back to the ideas that made the country great.
And the other is to nominate somebody who is a common-sense conservative who can win in November. And I submit to you, I'm that man.
Thompson's talks are short on specifics. He does not have, he says, 20-point programs or even 15-point programs, as many of the Democratic candidates do. His inspiration comes from a different place, President Ronald Reagan. Modeling himself on the great communicator, Thompson keeps it simple. He mentions three things he's for: security, prosperity, and unity, and he salts his speeches with conservative aphorisms. This was in Coralville.
My philosophy does not depend on my geography.
Thompson emphasizes first principles.
That our rights don't come from government, they come from God.
And he remembers Republican principles.
A government big enough and powerful enough to give you everything is big enough and powerful enough to take anything away from you. And we don't believe that in the United States of America.
Thompson is carefully critical of the administration. This week he suggested that the No Child Left Behind program had not worked. More money, more bureaucracy, and not much improvement. Then he generally agreed with the president's opposition to the popular bill expanding children's health insurance, vetoed this morning. On the war, he nods to the prevailing opinion in Iowa that the war should end. We want to see it in the rearview mirror, he says, but then mentions General David Petraeus and his report to Congress.
The stakes are extremely high. Nobody wants to drill in a dry hole forever. But Petraeus is telling us that the hole is not dry, that we do have some opportunity there, and we can avoid doing the most dangerous thing that could happen to our nation, and that is signaling the world that we are weak and divided.
Still, the criticism of the war does come through. Here he's answering a question in Fort Dodge on treatment of wounded veterans returning from Iraq.
The most crucial part of security and national security is taking care of the people who are providing it. And it doesn't start once they get wounded and come back. It should start over there. They should have the best equipment and the best support, and the leaders ought to know what they're doing when they send them over there.
The voters who come out to see him do seem to appreciate Thompson as the alternative candidate. Bob Casey is a retiree from Fort Dodge.
I think he's the only true conservative they have running right now for the Republican Party. There's some things that are probably scary that what he wants to do, but for as far as the way this country's going, I think they need to be done.
The Schroeders of Coralville are both Fred fans, he because of Thompson's fiscal conservatism, she for his stance on abortion and gay marriage. Rebecca Schroeder says of the top three GOP candidates, she could not vote for Mitt Romney. She can't see a Mormon president. She likes Rudy Giuliani, but won't vote for him.
I really probably could go for him if it wasn't for his abortion issue and his gay rights.
So, Mrs. Schroeder, what would you have done without Fred Thompson?
I don't know. That really is true. I don't know. I don't know who is out there that I don't know.
And for all those other I don't know Republicans this fall, Fred Thompson is auditioning to be the answer. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.